Today is Monday, April 24th, 2017, and we're here in Storvik's apartment, and I am Ruth Storvik, and I'm here with Judy Harrison. Thank you for coming today, Judy, and sharing your story with us. And we'll start with a little biographical information.
Okay.
Tell us where and when you were born, where did you grow up, and any stories about parents or ancestors or offspring.
I was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Swedish Hospital on June 13th, 1936. My parents moved shortly thereafter out to Hopkins, Minnesota, and we had 10 acres, and it was considered a hobby farm. We had big gardens, lots of plum and apple and beautiful trees. What else? Grape. We had Concord grapes. And my dad built a railroad. He went to an old mine and got some narrow gauge tracks and built a railroad with a lawnmower engine in it. And we used to go back and forth on this little track. He was very handy. He built me a little farm out of apple crate wood. And I had little animals. And we had a dog named Laddie, and we lived across the road from a lake, and I was a lifeguard there. I actually had a very idyllic childhood, but I didn't like school. I wanted to be outdoors, but I did graduate in 1954, and it was a day of freedom. And my mother insisted I take piano lessons, and I didn't like that either. So to this day, I don't play the piano. But then I went to the University of Minnesota after I graduated, and that lasted for about a year and a half. And it was too regimented, so I started working. Started working at Woolworth's dime store. And then I went on to Prudential Insurance. I was an office worker there. And I used to give tours of the new building on Highway 12, it was, in Minneapolis. And that was fun. And after that, I had another job at a different insurance company because Minneapolis is full of insurance companies. And I met my husband-to-be at that time, and we looked at each other and said, let's hit the road. This was in the 70s. So we did. And we got in an old Dodge van and drove up to Alaska. And that was an exercise in futility because we broke down every 50 miles. But he made it work, and here we are. So I've been basically working the whole time I was up here. And he was an electrician by trade, but he fell in love with gold mining. So therefore, he took off to the gold fields. And I just kept the home fires burning. But we'd been in a house for 40 years, one house. And then the neighborhood kind of took a turn for the worst. And I had some trouble, a home invasion. So I applied here, and that's how I got to Raven Landing.
Wonderful. What kind of work did you do here in Fairbanks?
I'm a bookkeeper.
Bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you'd like to tell us about your career?
I started out with Greer Tank and Welding, and then I went to the Mental Health Center, and after that I ended up at the city in the finance department, City of Fairbanks. And that's where I ended my career.
So what are your fondest memories?
I think I would say my childhood. Because after that, it was all work. And that was carefree and fun I had two brothers, and we just had a good time. A couple of dogs and cats. In fact, we had two calves and chickens, and yeah, it was wonderful.
Sounds beautiful. You told us how you came to be at Raven Landing, so can you tell us something about your experience here?
I think that I love it here because of the security, but I'm kind of a claustrophobic, and I have to get out of my apartment every so often to, you know, excuse me, get some air. So I'm out and about a lot.
Yeah. On this paper, it says there's a fun and final question. What was your favorite age and why? I think you answered that with the train and the...
Yeah, my childhood.
The brothers.
Pre-1950.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to add?
Not really.
Very nice.
Well, Raven Landing is wonderful in that there's so many people here. I just love them. And I'm making so many friends, you know, and they're just the warmest, sweetest people.
What sorts of things do you do here at Raven Landing?
I do play cards with the ladies, and we have movies, and we have exercises, and we have music.
Are you on any committees here?
Yes, I'm on the art committee.
You're an artist.
Yeah,
yes. Were you an artist in Minnesota?
Oh, I started drawing when I was a kid, and I got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
My teacher would write on my report card, "She's a good student, but she draws heads."
Well, I can attest to your beautiful artwork. Thank you, Judy, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.